City politicians have agreed to provide Inclusive Orillia with $9,900 in startup funding to help with diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) issues locally. Since beginning as the Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Roundtable in 2021, Inclusive Orillia has set its sights on becoming a mainstay local organization, tirelessly working toward the best possible outcomes for all, said co-chair Stephen Davids at Monday's council meeting. This new Inclusive Orillia team meets monthly, David said. As we are such a diverse team, and because we are each involved in our own communities, we've been able to have fulsome discussions about the importance of educating the local public about our area's growing diversity and helping to celebrate our differences. Inclusive Orillia requested the funding to pay for its startup insurance and legal fees, communications and marketing, website development and hosting, and to help achieve nonprofit status and make the organization eligible for additional grant opportunities. Moving forward, the plan is to roll out events, community outreach, DEI roundtables, and to make Inclusive Orillia a community and educational resource. We'll help build a more inclusive community. We will partner with the city and with other community groups, David said. We will help our community understand demographic changes and work to become the beacon that celebrates our differences. Currently made up of representatives from Lakehead University, Georgian College, Chippewas of Rama First Nation, non-voting city council members, and others, the group recently gained the support of Ontario's Lieutenant Governor, Edith Dumont, during her visit to the city this winter. She requested to meet with us as a priority group, David said. Her honor endorsed Inclusive Orillia as essential in the community. Despite the fact that the endorsement didn't come with any financial support, we were all encouraged that we are jointly on the right track. Co-founder Wes Erskine said one of Inclusive Orillia's goals is to provide voices to people that normally didn't think they have a voice or know where to go. The secret is out about Orillia, Erskine said. People who come here to go to school, work, visit or live here know how wonderful it is, and there are many talented people that reside not only in the city of Orillia, but surrounding areas, and are looking to get involved. Following the presentation, Cown. Tim Lauer likened the group to Sustainable Orillia, which similarly approached council for startup funding in the past. I remember being just a bit skeptical at the time, which was a mistake in hindsight, Lauer said. There is a non-stop environmental conversation in this town, and I believe it's led by and because of Sustainable Orillia. I can see that this is not going to be any different. Later in Monday's council meeting, city politicians brought forward a motion approving Inclusive Orillia's funding request. I think that they've just done tremendous work, and I look forward to them forming as a not-for-profit, said Cown. Janet Lynn Durnford, I think that it is appropriate to ensure that they have funding immediately so they can continue with their mission. Not all at Monday's council meeting, however, were as thrilled with Inclusive Orillia's request. During the open public forum session, resident Kathy Kerr railed against the idea of funding the organization, arguing DEI initiatives have good intentions but disastrous results. We label one group against another, saying that one group is more special, she said. By attempting to make life equitable for everyone, we've done the opposite and it's discriminatory. Corporations are learning this the hard way, DEI ideology is failing.